Well, it's all about the election campaign this week. The various industries and groups examining the manifestos to see which party will deliver for them. And fishing organisations are no different. They say their industry is in crisis and they want a standalone Minister for the Marine in the next government. Six of them have joined forces as part of the Use Your Vote to Keep Us Afloat campaign. And our North West correspondent Shane O'Carine reports now from Killybegs Harbour in County Donegal.
Which boat's daddy's boat?
See that one by the two-foot on the left? That's
right,
yours.
That's one.
Daddy's boat is that one.
That one, is it?
Yeah.
Dylan Kyle's showing his son the fishing fleet tied at Killybegs Harbour.
I'm fishing this last few years on a boat for Atlantic Dawn, the Layla. At the moment, we only have 6 to 7 trips for the year. So that's probably amounting to about 40 days at sea for the entire year for a brand new boat of this size is crazy, you know. The fish factories and so on used to pay for Christmas for a lot of people, whereas now, this side of Christmas, there is no work, you know, and that's the change in the town, and it's affecting the ordinary people.
Dennis Carberry from Killybegs has been fishing for over 40 years, and he's a skipper on a local trawler.
The biggest change I see is, like, when I started first, I was fishing 11 months a year, now we're down to about 2 months a year. And watching all the foreign vessels landing here when we're tied to the piers, hugely frustrating. Fishing determines everything in Killybegs. Doesn't matter if you're a shopkeeper or a publican or hotel owner or whatever, everything has to revolve around fishing.
As part of the general election campaign, a coalition of six of the country's main fishing representative organisations have highlighted key issues facing the industry. Using the catchphrase, "Use your vote to keep us afloat," they are asking candidates, if elected, and parties, if in power, to pledge support to a series of actions. Actions include securing the future of coastal communities, safeguarding fish stocks, a fair share of quota, and the appointment of a designated minister.
The current portfolio is way too broad.
Hugh O'Donnell leads the Irish Fish Producers Organisation.
There's been too much failure at government level over the years for this industry. We do need somebody to represent us, somebody full-time in full ministry, to defend, to negotiate, because we're walking away very often with the crumbs at the table at a European level. We have the richest waters in Europe. We've got 12% of the waters, but we find ourselves in a situation where we've only got less than 6% of the quotas. And on top of that, now we've got to contend next year with the overfishing of Norway, that's damaged our shared stocks of mackerel, and we're facing a 22% cut in our quotas for mackerel. Ireland would lose 18 million of value of landings here in this port.
Norwegian fishing vessel owners have refuted overfishing claims. Meanwhile, scientists have recommended a 22% cut in the EU's mackerel quota next year as the stock is under severe pressure. Kieran Doherty, chairperson of the Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation, is a skipper and a vessel owner.
For 2025, we're actually facing into the lowest historical share of mackerel that Ireland will ever have received since the formation of the EU. Nearly half of what we had when Brexit happened, whereas other nations are not in the same position because they can just allocate themselves whatever quota they want. Something needs to be done very fast at EU level, and we're relying on our government to push the EU because they need to stand up to these Nordic nations. This is a crisis situation and it needs to stop. And I mean, fishing was always a hard enough job as it was, because it's not like an office job. You're out in the rough Atlantic and you're out in rough seas and that, and it's not every young guy wants to do it. Unless we have a proper quota, you're not going to entice the next generation into it.
Dylan's son has the last word.
You going to go fishing someday?
No.
No. We hope they're going to be fishing when you are big, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully there'll be plenty to catch.
Dylan Kyles and his son. Ending that report from Killybegs in Donegal by our Northwest correspondent Shane O'Carine.